This parable has always thrown me for a loop. I always kind of, as a kid and an adult, I get kind of confused with it because it just goes against my American values of hard work and justice. I'm like, what happened? Why is this illogical landowner just giving his money away? And what about the guys who worked all day? It just doesn't make sense to me. It kind of reminds me of the times when I've been shortchanged or when I get tricked, and it makes me upset. And I think these workers, these laborers, also felt shortchanged and tricked to some degree. But if I look at the parable in a different way, if I look at it from the perspective of the men who only worked an hour or 3 hours or 4 hours and they got the full day's wage, if I look at it from their perspective, I think I might have a different understanding. And that understanding is, I can imagine being a day worker, waiting all day and having all these other guys picked up before me. And I have a family. I need to bring something home to feed them, and nothing's coming. All these people come by, and I'm the last one there, and no one has asked me to work. Then finally, someone comes by and asks me to work. And I, wonderful, fabulous. And I think we can all relate to that. If you ever lost a job, or you ever work part-time and you get more hours, or you don't get any hours and finally you get a lot of hours, you're like, oh, great. Or you get a bonus that you weren't expecting. It's a wonderful feeling. And I think that's a perspective of these day workers who didn't get anything. And then at the end of the day, not only do they get a job, but they get the full day's wage. Imagine their surprise. Imagine their happiness. They're like, wow, I am so excited. I can't wait to get home. Instead of buying just a few things, I can buy things for maybe 2 or 3 days. And they go home and they get it. And they tell their family, hey, we got a full day's wage. And then somebody comes over the house and they say, hey, I heard how lucky you got today. And you can say, yeah, I sure got lucky. Good things happen to good people. You know, the owner must have seen how good of a worker I was, and he probably thought, I'm going to give this guy a full day's wage. It's all me. Look it, I did it. Or we could respond in another way. And we could say, that landowner was really merciful to me. He was a really wonderful, generous man. I was truly blessed by God because he gave me something I didn't earn. We can look at it from two perspectives. It's all about me, or we give glory to God. Now, how do we respond in our lives when we receive those blessings and good things that we don't expect? Do we say it's all about us? Do we say it's me? I worked for it. I strived. I did it. Or do we give glory to God? It's so important as Christians to let others know what God has done for us in our lives. How else are they going to understand Christianity? How else are they going to understand God's mercy unless we say something? God's mercy is undeserved kindness. God's mercy is undeserved kindness. We don't deserve it, but we get it anyway. And the landowner in this gospel is an example of God and how extravagantly merciful our Father is to us. Brothers and sisters, we are all sinners. Agreed? Amen? Amen. We're all sinners, and we all fall short of the glory of God. But when we think about God's extravagant mercy, all we have to do is look at the cross and see the best example of God's extravagant mercy for us, to send his Son to die on the cross so that we can be reconnected to him. He gave that to us, and we didn't deserve it. That's his greatest proof to us, that he is a merciful and loving God to us. And we are like those day workers who didn't deserve it. Now, in a few minutes, we are all going to come up and receive communion. We're all going to come and receive from the Eucharistic table. And through it, we'll experience God's mercy. Now, all of us who gather here at Mass, just like the day workers, are not all the same. Some of us have great faith. Others, we doubt. Others have been attending Mass all their life. Others, maybe they're new to the faith. They're the day workers who came in the last hour. Or maybe they've been away from the faith and are just coming back and returning. Some people volunteer all the time. Others, not so much. And even others, not at all. But no matter where we are on our journey, we all will receive the same gift from God. So like those day workers who worked hard and some haven't, we will all line up and receive the same day's wage, the gift of God's merciful, illogical love. And this gift comes in the form of simple bread and wine. But through consecration becomes the body and blood of Christ that unites us to God and strengthens us with his power. Brothers and sisters, we are all day laborers. And God is calling each of us into his vineyard. And let's pray we all answer his call. Because through answering his call, he will allow us to see even more of his merciful, loving, illogical actions of love and mercy. He will allow us to see it by us continuing to work in his vineyard. And then after we see all this illogical, merciful love, then it's up to us to go and tell people about God's love and let people know that God is a merciful, loving God and that we would serve him no matter when he calls, whether he calls us at the beginning of the day or at midday or at the end of the day. And ask us to do whatever. And we are called to do it. So, brothers and sisters, let's answer God's call. Amen.